Today has been a strange and quiet day. Even our liturgy this evening is very quiet, isn't it? And that's good. That's good. Sometimes we need the Mass to just speak to us as it is. And sometimes in the midst of the quiet and the silence, we do hear something. Samuel, in the midst of his quietness, sleepiness, he prayed, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." An easy pray to say, isn't it? But it's one that requires our whole self to answer. It's very appropriate that these are the readings for our first official Sunday during ordinary time. Now we think ordinary time is pretty boring. Nothing is happening, it seems like. Maybe we're in cruise control until Ash Wednesday hits. Then I'll start being a little bit more serious in my spiritual life. But if we have that attitude, then we're going to miss the Spirit in those ordinary circumstances and situations in our lives. In our first reading, the future prophet Samuel is sleeping by the Ark of the Covenant. And God calls him four times. And Samuel responded to these calls, but he had no idea on what to do. And that's very important, because sometimes we're not aware that God is calling us in ordinary and special moments. And sometimes we need that help from other individuals around us. Look at Eli. He was the one who helped Samuel to realize that the Lord was calling him. And Eli gives us a great example. He gives advice to Samuel, saying, "Samuel, you gotta be quiet. You have to listen first before you speak." That's some good practical advice too. But also spiritually, that's very good advice. To listen and then speak. And maybe listen again, and then speak. We have to listen and speak to God and to others. Now, if you notice, at the very end of the first reading, it ends like this. Samuel said all of these words with great effect. There was no word that Samuel said that was without effect. That's how the scripture writer ends it. For the rest of his life, all the words that he said had effect on others. That's what it means to be a prophet. To carefully choose your words. To pray what you're going to say to others. We tend to think that prophets were way back in the time before Jesus Christ, that these holy men and women who were prophets, well, that was just in the Old Testament. Doesn't mean anything today. But today, we need prophets in the church, in the world. We need prophets. Pope Francis tells us that there are three criteria to be a good prophet. That is to do, to listen, and to speak. Just like Eli, just like Samuel, just like all those who have gone before us. Action, listen, speak. What motivates the prophet? What gives the prophet energy every day? It's from Jesus himself. Jesus, in the gospel, turns to the disciples, and he's turning to us this evening, on this quiet evening. And he's saying, what are you looking for? And of course we can say, well, yeah, Lord, I'm looking for you. I want to be with you. I want to follow you. I want to do all these great things. Pretty easy for us to just say it out loud. We can say, well, I'm a Christian. I've been baptized. I'm ready to do this. I've had a couple experiences in my life of Jesus touching my heart. And yes, we need to treasure those past experiences from God. But do we really take into account the question that Jesus gives us? It's a question that Jesus asks us every day. That's why the Spirit was sent to us. Every day of our lives, he's asking us that same question. What are you looking for? And we may think that our prayers are not being heard, that nothing is happening in our spiritual lives. But we always have to remember in the spiritual life that Jesus accepts us where we are, right? He challenges us every day, but he enters where we are at a particular moment. Single, married, being parents, different walks of life. Jesus doesn't love an idea of who we are. Jesus doesn't love ideas. Jesus loves people concretely. Jesus loves people. Jesus journeys with us. We think that Jesus is way down there, way, way down there in our lives. He's the final goal. He's the final destination. But that's not Jesus. Jesus is walking with us. Jesus is sitting with us, standing with us, kneeling with us. Jesus is the companion, the friend, not a goal, not a final goal, but he is. He is with us. This evening, my dear friends, all of us are encouraged to take the challenge of Samuel, not just once, not just three or four times, but every day, to take just a few moments of silent prayer, to say, speak, Lord, I'm here. Your servant is listening. Listening and not just passing on information, but developing a relationship, a friendship with Jesus. So let's place that trust and mercy in God. In those moments of silence, of quiet, or even amidst the noise of the world, take a few moments. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening.